Welcome to the Freedom to be Happy podcast brought to you by Happiest Places to Work. I'm your host, Sukriti, and today we are exploring something we all feel but rarely talk about, caring emotions at work. Today, there's so much of pressure everywhere in the corporate world, and there's pressure at home as well. So when you come to work, you do carry some of the emotions that you have dealt with at home. In a world obsessed with performance and competition, it is easy to leave our feelings at the door. But the truth is, emotions are not our enemy. They are the bridge to connection, creativity, and authentic leadership. Joining me today is someone who has built a brand rooted in passion, empathy, and purpose. And I was just having a conversation with our guest before we started the podcast, and there are some great things that he has shared. I am so happy and so excited to welcome Ashish Banka, the founder of Goosebumps, an ad venture that's redefining storytelling and culture in advertising. Not only that, I'm also truly impressed by his leadership ideas that he has. Many, many congratulations, Ashish, for doing what you're doing. And also many congratulations for recently being certified as one of the happiest places to work. That's a true reflection of the culture you've built.
Thank you, Sukriti.
We are very excited to have you. And I think the first question I want to ask you is, how do you feel after getting certified as Happiest Places to Work? What does happiness mean in the context of your organization's culture?
So, first of all, thank you so much. And we are super excited about the certification, Happiest Places to Work. It is only a validation of our culture. It's not something, it's the other way around where we built a culture which has happiness and emotions inherent, including in the name Goosebumps. That is quite inherent to us, and Happiest Places to Work is only a validation of that. What happiness means to me, I would say happiness is where you, so on Monday mornings, you don't have those Monday blues and you want to come to work. On Friday evenings, you don't want to leave from work early and you're enjoying the place that you're working at. I think that is what happiness means to me at this workplace.
Wow, fantastic. You were also mentioning about this amazing concept, which everybody knows, but rarely people are applying it, which is about you do give money to your people, and money is important at workplace for sure. That's why you're working. But rarely people are giving the time for the employees to enjoy that money that they've been given. Tell me something about that concept.
So I've spent almost 2 decades in advertising and media. And I realized that after having made all the money and, going through multiple ventures and doing multiple businesses, and now this being my third venture, Goosebumps, I realized that while we all made money, probably we didn't have the time to enjoy the same. And that is why this strong belief, comes from inside to me, where I always tell each of my team members that, take leaves, it's okay. Finish your work, take your responsibility. So there's no shying away from work and there's no shutting shop. But take leaves whenever you have time, whenever your work is low. And we are also, to a large extent, we are season-based business. We are a rural marketing communications agency. Most of our clients are in the agri-input space, and which is a very, very season-based business. We have 2 strong seasons in this business. And other than that, we have a few months, which we call as the lull period. So during those lull periods, I want my team members to taken off. We do not take their in time and out time in office. We never have asked them to punch or write down their in time, out time in a register. I've always been a strong believer and always tell this to my team again, that if you finished your work, don't waste your time in this office. Just go back home and spend that time with your family. So, I take rounds in my office whenever I find time. And in the evening, if I'm taking some round, and if I happen to speak to people, and if I see someone just, doing something, and which is not, and most of the times I know what work is going on in this office, and I know which client is doing what and which client servicing is doing what and which other person. So I know exactly who's doing what in this office and when. So most of the times I have, by I figure out that you have nothing else to do much and something which can be probably pushed tomorrow, then why don't you go home early and spend that time and see the sunlight maybe, you know, because almost every day or every evening by the time we leave, it's already dark. So, you know, why not on some days at least see the setting sun or some sunlight.
Fantastic. I am blown by this idea because it is so basic. But I think we all have forgotten in the rush of just making money. As you said, you spent about 2 decades in advertising, an industry known for its intensity and pressure. I want to know, what role have emotions played in your career and leadership journey? There must be something, you know, that you have learned during this time, which you're applying. So what were the emotions that you went through?
So I have read somewhere, and I don't want to comment on how true it could be, but it did hit me. Someone who's creating pressure on the other end on us is actually some lagging behind at their end, some misplanning at their end. And I kind of want to believe in this, because if you had planned well, you would never be in rush. What we in especially advertising and media world, we always say that I want this thing as of yesterday.
Correct.
And very well.
Yeah, the deadline was yesterday.
Very commonly used phrase, without actually thinking what the other human probably may have to go through to meet your deadline, which was already yesterday. So, you know, without offending our clients, but I do want to say that we all can plan better. Mm. We all have sufficient time to do our work in time. And yes, there can be exceptions. Exceptions cannot be normalized. Exceptions have to be treated like exceptions, and we are normalizing it by saying that the deadline is always yesterday.
Correct. So we need to reflect, you know, on our working style and become better at planning. I've read this one quote where it says, I'm paraphrasing, it says something like, you're going for a war. The war is the other part of it. It's the planning which will make sure that you win or you lose. So if you haven't trained and you haven't done your planning well, then it's all going to be, you know, it's a panic mode completely. So yes, and I feel corporate world is almost like going for a war only. It's just that, all the time, you're constantly in that fight mode. So another thing, you know, during a working culture, and we all are human beings, we all are allowed to make mistakes. That's what we are told. But in the corporate world, there's also this whole idea that you're not allowed to make mistakes, because if you're making mistakes, you're not good at your work, which means you're not professional or you're not skilled, or hence it'll, you know, it'll reflect on my performance and it may reflect on, you know, my appraisals, etc. So I'm saying mistakes are often seen, if somebody comes up and says that, you know, I've made this mistake, rather than blaming it on somebody, is also seen as somebody naive, right? That why are you taking it on yourself? It's seen not in a healthy way. So my question is, how do you encourage your team to handle mistakes with compassion while still upholding high standards of creativity and performance?
I fully believe that we are human beings and we all made errors. And in my 2 decades of career, I have made multiple. And I strongly believe that even if my team makes errors, and I always keep telling them, it's okay to make a mistake. It's absolutely okay to make a mistake. The way to deal with a mistake is just own it up, one. Second, apologize. And 3, work on rectifying it immediately. These are the 3 measures that you need to take when you've made a mistake. Mistake is not a big deal. Humans will make errors. Own it up, apologize, and rectify it immediately. That is what we expect someone to do. And I've been fortunate. My team has been with me for the longest time. I'm glad that we have 0 attrition. And nobody will believe that an advertising agency lives with 0 attrition.
It's unbelievable.
Totally. And we are with 0 attrition, and on the client side as well as on the team member side. So both, not just employee attrition. I'm also talking about client attrition. Our client attrition is nil, zilch as well. And
bravo.
And we've always owned up our mistakes. Whenever we make an error, we don't try to act smart. We don't try to throw it on someone else. We don't try to blame anybody. We just say that, okay, this is an error. Ho gaya. Sorry for this, and we will rectify it. And if there is any cost involved, we will own that cost also, because we made an error. So it's okay to rectify the mistake at your own cost. That's how we do it. With our team members, we encourage them. My only one more philosophy on this is to not repeat the same mistake. Make a different, newer mistake the next time.
Interesting. Very interesting. I think that also removes the pressure from the shoulders of the person who's made the mistake, because you're telling them, you're not saying dubara mat karna, you're saying that now make a new mistake. That's also a great take. I think that's amazing. That's why people are wanting to work alongside you, unite with you, and truly become the happiest place to work. How fantastic. The other question that I wanted to ask you is, you know, the culture of hustle. Okay, we are glorifying it to another level, and advertising is unfortunately known for it. Another infamous thing about advertising is, you know, let's work harder, let's work on weekends. And of course, there may be times when there is a deadline to be met. There is, sense of urgency. That is okay. But what if when we are normalizing and glorifying hustle, how do you personally stay grounded, Ashish? How do you personally feel? How can we balance work and life? How do we still, you know, lead a creative life and yet not get, you know, like get caught up in the fact, you know, FOMO bhi ho jata hai ki the other, you know, competition is doing so well, they are working all night, etc. And, you know, here we are. There was another thing that Ashish shared with me, and I must tell our listeners about it, which is he calls it workation. And, workation is not your typical offsite concept. Ashish, you're the best person to tell us. In this answer only, please tell us about this whole idea that Goosebump is encouraging.
So I'll talk about vocation. It was born out of the same thought that while we give money to our team members, we don't give them the time to enjoy the money. We don't give them, and a lot of people can't even afford like a 15-day outing. So that's one. Second, you give them money, you don't give them time. So even if somebody wants to go, they can't go. So we created this concept of 2-week long vacation where we go to the hills, we stay together at a place, and we work Monday to Friday. So we don't shut shop and we don't impact our clients' work. We do our clients' work. And in the evenings, we try to finish early so that we can move out, enjoy the fresh air, move away from these AQI levels that we are surviving in through the year, and enjoy some coffee in some nice, cute cafe somewhere. And over the weekends in between, we get sandwich weekends every time. And those weekends are, we behave like tourists. So we go out, we enjoy. So this one year when we went to Kasol, and we stayed at Kasol for almost 2 weeks, we went to Manali, we went to Atal Tunnel, we enjoyed the snow, we played with snow. We also create a newsletter after coming back so that we have our memories intact. We create like a 15-pager booklet that all of us carry with us. Even if someone plans to move out of Goosebumps ever, they still carry these memories and they still remember what good we did. So we have those. So we do those on weekends, and it's a proper two week long vacation, completely company sponsored, and we take care of everything. And
work-life balance is also happening, as in, you know, in a sense that the work is there, but you're with your team and the environment has changed. Of course, the food has changed. The external environment has changed in a big way. You are, not stuck in a traffic jam. You're together with your team. You are not breathing the polluted air, etc. I think that in itself brings fresh ideas. What do you feel?
Absolutely. We get more time. There is no travel time at all. Today, on average, every Mumbaiker spends about 1 hour travel one way. On an average, all of us in my team, most of us, we spend about an hour each side. So those 2 hours are added to our lives for those 15 days. The thinking is fresh. We can sit anywhere and think and do our work. We are all on laptops. So you can sit outside your property. So we always have lawns, gardens, open areas. So you sit there. We enjoy our meals together. So meals are at fixed time and everybody has to have meal together. So that's a good thing. People bond. People in the evenings, in the nights, we play various board games and we play things like Uno and Scrabble. Wow. And so we do all that in the evening.
Don't be surprised after this episode don't be surprised if you get too many emails for people to joining your organization. I think Goosebum is truly one of the happiest places to work. I would love to work in a place. I also work in a very happy place, but this sounds really amazing. And I think more organizations need to adapt this sort of human way. And it sounds more like a play and less of work. When work sounds like play, I think nobody wants to take an off, you know?
I'll add one more thing here. So I've got somebody who's a 56-year-old and he tells me that he's never in his life been so far from Mumbai and never for so many days. So, you know, there are people in my team for who this could be their first ever outing and they would be going to the hills for the first time and they are exploring these places like Kasol and Bir and Dharamshala, McLeodganj and, you know, they are exploring all these places for the first time in their life and you come and told me what you've done for us, I've not been able to do for myself in the last half, you know, 56 years of my life. And that's coming from an old person. There are younger people in my team and this is for the first time we are going to be flying together all these while we've been in trains and buses and there are a lot of people in my team who came and told me that sir we'll be flying for the first time in our lives. So one, the advantage of what we are doing in those 15 days and second, the kind of memories that we are creating and experiences that we are offering to our team members, which is the first time in their life.
And that means something, right? That's a core memory. So no matter what may happen, people are then committed. People feel like there's a sense of belonging, right? Fantastic. I'm loving this conversation. But I cannot let you go, Ashish. And I know you're a very busy person, but I cannot let you go without doing the quick five in the podcast. So are you ready for the quick five, Ashish?
Yes. Yes, very much.
Let's go ahead. So tell me one emotional habit that keeps you grounded.
I think empathy. I think about people. I think what would somebody be going through if, or what would I go through if I were in their place and if this were to happen to me? And that's how I take my...
Fantastic. In a world where empathy is seen as a luxury at the moment, very few. I'm so glad to hear that. One quality you wish every workplace had more of?
Most importantly, I think ethics and professionalism. Ethics to begin with. I think missing in this in today's time.
Ethics is now taken over by politics. Okay, are you a morning person or are you a night owl?
I think none of this. I have the freedom to wake up when I want and sleep early and I've changed my lifestyle completely. So I don't wake up too early and neither do I sleep too late.
Okay, that's a very neutral answer. Everything is, for Ashish, it's taking the middle way. Not going to extremes. I'm loving this. Truly enlightened one. Okay, so how does a happy work day look like for you?
You know what you're supposed to do. You come in when you want. You finish what you have on your plate and you leave when you want. I think that's the happiest day.
That's the happy day. Absolutely. Great definition. Last question and the most important one. What does freedom mean to you?
I think it may sound repetitive, but the freedom is I do my work when I want to. And I think that is freedom for not just me, but all my team members also, because they know that they are supposed to finish something up. So they can decide when they want to do it before the day.
Very true. I think we had such a wonderful conversation and I truly feel that this certification is well deserved. It's a great validation. Many congratulations and thank you so much for joining us. It was a very refreshing conversation. I wish the team Goosebumps all the very best. I hope you keep creating a space where both creativity and humanity thrive. That's all for today's episode of Freedom to Be Happy podcast. Until next time, stay kind, stay curious, and remember, it's okay to feel whatever you feel, even at work.
Stay kind, very important. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ashish.